Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friends Jim Cantarucci back on the show. Jim's a great member of our Brain Trust, more than 9 years now. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. He is the guy we turn to. We want to do a better job of being leaders of our organizations, become a better CEO of our small businesses. He's our good friend Jim Cantarucci. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
Good to have you back, as always. Have I missed a book, Personal Brilliance?
Personal Brilliance is the New York published book. We've got a number of other books out there from a leadership perspective, more self-published. And we're working on the new one, which is the new leadership normal.
That's the one that I was thinking of. Yeah, that was not out yet. So, but we're going to talk a little bit about that today, aren't we?
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, you've documented a past practice, maybe a current practice for most people still, where you say that 90% of the time a leader puts into being a leader is in preparation and that sort of thing, and only 10% is actually put in of their leadership time is put into actual execution. Is that right?
Well, yeah, our formula is 90-10 to 60-40, Jim.
But 90-10, let's take the 90-10 first.
Yeah, yeah. 90%.
How did I do in my little setup?
Yeah, very good, very good. You know, what we find is typically 90% of our being, our time, you know, what we spend our time on, what we think
right.
about, what we do, is spent on, like, you know, running the department.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're the CEO, you know, the offensive coach or the defensive coach mm-hmm. becomes the head coach. They run the offense if they were the offensive-minded guy, right? So 90% of our time is spent running the department, if you want
so
to think
you're
about
saying,
that.
So you're saying that 90% of your leadership time is spent as the manager of your company, not the leader,
yes.
not the leader
only,
of the company.
Only about 10% typically spent running the organization overall.
And this is coming back to what I've been talking about to my audience for several years now, Jim, about the importance of recognizing that in your company there are assignments for the CEO. For the chief executive officer, you're the only CEO the company has, and so if you're not doing those jobs, no one is doing them, and your company is in jeopardy because of it, and so you're applying this 90-10 rule, which I think is excellent, because when you, if you're not, the times that you're not being the CEO when you should, you're managing. That's the 90%
right.
you're talking
well,
about, isn't it?
Yeah, and we say 90-10, and we think that's pretty typical. Sometimes
yeah.
our leaders come to us and joke that it's more like 99-1.
Right.
You know?
No, that's well, and let me say some for some small business owners, it's 100-0.
Yeah, exactly.
They literally live their lives in the trenches thinking, and here's the sad part, Jim. They actually think that they're doing the right thing because they're working so hard managing their business. They think, "Wow, I've got all this stuff to do." Then it must be the right thing because there's stuff to do and I'm doing it.
Leadership is a very difficult thing, Jim, because what gets us there isn't the proper training to be a great leader.
That's right.
We get promoted because we did good work. We think we have to do more good work when we're a leader, and
mm-hmm.
we know that's not the case.
Well, and when you start out, Jim, there is so much management to do. There are so many jobs to do and you get really good at it. And you like it, but there's so much to do just to literally dig yourself out of nothing from starting from nothing that you've missed the fact that at some point in time a little bit of sophistication needs to come into play and you need to think about being more of an executive and a little bit less of as a manager, right?
Exactly right. And in fact, the formula continues. We move from 90-10. What we're trying to get to, our ideal, is from 90-10 to 60-40.
Right.
That's 60% of your time running the stuff. Mm-hmm. And a full 40% of your being spent overall looking at the overall organization. That's a massive change to go from 90-10 to 60-40. It takes a lot of time, and it's not a singular pursuit. Only the boss, only the leader goes through this. But in fact, we want everybody right. to transition to this 60-40 thing.
And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk, and I'll tell you, it's one thing to think about, folks. 60-40 is Jim's goal for you. If you're at 98-2 right now, we'll be happy if you get it to 90-10 in a few months. And it's a transition. It's a journey, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about that journey to get you from whatever you are right now, 100% zero, to somehow closer to 60-40. We'll do that with Jim Cantarucci. After these messages, here are the Stones to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.